Open the hearts of these children, that they may see your face in each other, they may see your face in their family, and they may see your face in us. We ask you this in Jesus' name.
So let's work through Psalm 1 and to see whether what we have said about the song of instruction and the psalms of giving expression to our feelings, how does that play out in this first psalm that we have before us? The psalm begins with, "Blessed is the one who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." In some ways, what that is saying is, do not go with the wicked, do not go with the sinful, do not go with those who put God down. And it says more than that, it's teaching, and it is encouraging us not to be influenced, not to take counsel from people like these. And the reason I think that the writer is doing this is because in the next verse he will show us a contrast between what it means to live a godly life and a life that is ungodly. The contrast, it will be drawn and will be influenced from one place versus another. We are being shaped in the way that we phrase this particular psalm. We are being shaped by the people and the society that we live in. And so he sets up verse 1 to prepare for us the contrast on verse 2. He says, do not give your attention to the people of the world, or you will end up delighting or taking pleasure in their way. On the contrary, he says, the person of faith is the one that finds delight in the instructions, or as we said earlier, in the law of the Lord, on which this person meditates day and night. Meditating day and night on the instruction of God in the Psalms awakens us to a life with God. So the first two verses of Psalm 1 support what we have just said. This entire book, it's all about shaping our thinking and our feeling by being with God. Now we go to verse 3.
All of them come as fruits of this tree
that is planted by the water. The title that I give to this sermon are the three blessings. And I'd like us to see where might those three blessings be. Psalm 1 describes life with God as delighting and meditating on the Word. The blessing that comes from delighting and meditating is that life begins to have a particular color. The one who is truly happy. And remember, the psalm does begin by saying, happy is the person, or blessed is the one who finds pleasure in God's instruction. The first blessing then is that it yields fruit in season. Lives that are lived according to the instructions become like trees planted by the streams of water. If we delight in doing this, the promise of the psalm is that we will yield fruit in season. We will become fruitful people. Think of people you know who are refreshing, those who are nourishing to be around, people that you talk to and when you go away from the conversation you feel energized. Their words bring you healing and encouragement. You are deepened, you are enlightened just by being around them. That is the first blessing. The first blessing is that we become fruitful. Our lives bear fruit. The second blessing is that our leaves do not wither. The hot winds may blow, the soil may be dry as it is in Palestine in many months of the year. All the other trees that are planted start to dry up. Even the streams begin to dry up. But the promise of God, according to the promise of this, that in spite of that heat, in spite of that drought, your leaves will remain green. So if you delight in doing, in meditating, in praying, as a person of faith does, your roots run deep. The wind blows. There is rain sometimes, there is sun. But the person of faith continues to be because that person draws life from somewhere else. Somewhere in Scripture it says, the flowers, they fade. The grass, they wither. The Word of God, it stands forever. It always remains green. What happens when it seems like God is not good all the time? When bad things happen? Here we have a reading from Habakkuk. It says, even if the fig tree does not blossom, even if there is no fruit on the vine, even if the produce of the olive fails, even if it does not yield any fruit, even if the flocks are cut off from the fold, even if there's no more animals in the farm, yet I will rejoice in my God. I will rejoice in the one who gives me salvation. It's like we said last Sunday, regardless of how bad my life looks like on the surface, I continue to proclaim, my God is good all the time. And that leads us to the third blessing. In whatever he does, he prospers. And we ask, really, what could that mean? Does it mean that if we delight in the Word of God, if we pray long enough and hard enough that our businesses will always be profitable, our health will always be good, there will be no accidents, no adversity, no problems? No, it doesn't mean that. One of the Psalms actually declares, many are the afflictions of those who follow in God's path. Psalm 73 expresses that reality that often it is the other way around. It seems like those who do not come to church, those who do not worship God, they are the ones who are prospering, and not the ones who are here. But the Lord has said, in the last lines of this psalm, the way of the wicked will perish. It will perish. It will seem saying this because, as you know, on the 4th, the last Sunday of June, that's exactly what we're going to do as a congregation. We announced it last Sunday that we will share with each other a favorite verse, a favorite story from Scripture. So one of the favorites in the Psalms, and it's been said that many hospitals, this page in the Bible has been torn off. In Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. What would happen if we just memorize one line? We can do that right now. Anybody know what is the first line of the Lord is my shepherd?
Lord is my shepherd.
See? You know it. That's said during funeral. It's also said during wedding. It's a You might say that's the go-to psalm of many, many churches. And that's one translation, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. A newer translation says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. So whichever way you want to memorize it, if it's meditating means speaking to yourself, speaking to your heart, opening the eyes of your heart to the text as it's presented to you. So what this means is I'm experiencing a particular challenge in my life, and I declare with faith, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my guide. I have everything I need. I have everything that I need to be able to bring victory, to be able to overcome this particular challenge that I have. I shall not want. The psalm presents the reader in verse 6 to the end of Psalm 1 a choice. It says, there's the way of the righteous, there's the way of the wicked. You decide where you want to go. You can either be among the righteous, the followers of God, or you can be among the wicked, those who refuse to follow. Which one will it be? And it says, there are only two categories of human beings as far as the psalm is concerned. You either belong to one, or you're with the other. Along these two alternatives, there's also two consequences. If you're righteous, you become like the tree that is planted by the water. If you're wicked, you become like the chaff. The wicked end up perishing. And then along these two different paths, and two different outcomes, the psalmist tells us that one of the differences that distinguish one from the other is that the one delights in life by looking at God's word, while those who are wicked will tend to scoff and scorn it. The conclusion becomes clear, and the conclusion is the first line again of the verse, that is blessed, fortunate, happy is the person who delights in God's word rather than following those who deny. So to summarize then, the first thing that the book of Psalms chooses to tell us is that people of faith do not follow the advice of the world. They are different people. They find pleasure in something else. They find pleasure in listening to God's living word. When I came in this morning, Brian had this, he had these two boxes of books, right, on the corridor. And I don't know how our conversation turned, but it seems like people don't read books anymore. Alright? Yeah, we were saying that. It's a little bit like this insight that we still have to search for people who can truly say, you know, this is what I delight in doing. I delight in worship. I delight in prayer. It's not a common thing. We do not follow the advice of the world. And God's instruction is what we live in. And if we do that, three blessings come to us as a person of faith. The first blessing, we become like a tree that is planted by the water. The second blessing, our leaves do not wither, no matter what happens. The third blessing, God promises to prosper everything. amazing grace and unending love.
Everybody, please, you know it.
Hi.